The Cardinals going for their sixth consecutive win, taking on the Marlins. Lance Lynn on the hill for St. Louis in some trouble early. Already 1-0 Miami in the first. Two men on, facing Justin Bour.
2-2, and Bour hits it a ton out to deep right. Three-run homer, and it's 4-0 Miami.
And now Kohler struggling. Dangerous pitch here, 2-0 to Jerko. Here it comes, the 2-0 pitch. Base hit to right field for Jerko. Sierra scores, and here comes Colton Wong. Throw goes to third, and not in time. Jed Jerko has gotten the Cardinals on the board.
So runners at the corners, and here is Dexter Fowler.
Garcia with the pitch. Fowler drives it. Deep left center, it's in the gap. Into third with a triple, Dexter Fowler, giving the Cardinals the lead in the sixth inning.
Big moment for Jonathan Broxton.
Bases loaded for Stanton.
On the high set position, the pitch to Stanton, a swing. Ground ball to Broxton. He spears it, underhands to Carpenter, and the Cardinals get out of the jam.
With a two-run lead, Soon Won Oh trying to pick up his ninth save.
The winning run is at the plate.
Stanton, there's your double play. 6-4-3 on the double play.
The Cardinals stay hot, winning their sixth in a row, sweeping away the Marlins. The Cards come back from big deficits to win on the road in consecutive games. The last time they came back to win on the road in back-to-back games when trailing by four or more runs was 1935. Jed Jerko is now hitting seven straight as he notches three hits and two RBIs. The Cardinals rally once again for their sixth consecutive victory. Mike Matheny spoke after the game.
Down early, and Lance kind of just worked through to even be able to get us four. I mean, that was one of those days, you know, gets two quick outs in the first, and then they just kept coming. But that's the kind of offense they have, and we knew that, and fortunately the guys kept taking the bats, realizing that, you know, what could almost happen there in the ninth is something this team could put together. But bullpen did a great job. Everybody coming in, guys just grinding out their at-bats, once again running the base as well, making the plays behind the pitching staff. I thought it was just another really good game. And, yeah, you just, you know, you kind of scratch your head when you see this team continue to come back like they have. It's just not ideally how you draw it up, but when they do it, it's something that special.
You mentioned a bunch of guys in the bullpen contributing. Broxton had retired one guy, but that was a huge out.
Yeah, and you know, pitching smart too. Also with Ozuna, you know, having to square up against Stanton. I mean, that, you know, easily be the game right there. The guys, those two guys are as good as anybody right now for sure. And Brox is throwing ball really well. You know, he's got the velocity that goes along, makes that slider better, and he's making good pitches in those big situations.
We continue to see a spark from Sierra and also Tommy.
Yeah, both of them are playing extremely well. And Dex, you know, what a bench player. You know, comes in a big situation. And, you know, I imagine we're going to be able to see him back in action on Friday. But it's nice, you know, he and I were talking before the game, how nice it is to take the pressure off him coming at, you know, having to be in there when he's not right, and just watching these guys do their thing and how well they are doing it. So, you know, just a nice shot in the arm for our club.
For him, it's not a thing he's used to, coming off the bench.
No.
Bench hitting, it's not easy thing.
No, but, you know, he's done from both sides of the plate now and in big situations. And the triple is huge there, give us a little room.
What better play was that Broxton made on that ball stand?
Yeah, I didn't think. I didn't even see him move his glove. And I know he had to go get it, too. You know, he's, I've told you this before, he's a sneaky good athlete. I mean, he moves well. He wants the ball. And you know, he's, you know, that's a big play. I didn't see if Colt would have had a chance. I know we were kind of moving that way. But the ball was hit pretty hard. He made it look a lot easier than what it was.
And you can see some of that struggle. He's got one big out there with Yelich.
Yeah, he did. That was a big out.
When you've got Bower at the plate in the ninth, you kind of figure they're out of infielders, right? Riddle's not going to be able to play.
Yeah, and just, you know, that guy's, we watched him take a ball that's out of the zone early in the game and not just get out of the park, but get a way out. And, I mean, he's got that kind of power. It's, you know, it's, you're always hesitant to put that tying run on base. I mean, almost got burnt. Lombardozzi almost hit the line. But, you know, just taking our chances with O and a guy that hadn't seen that much of him, if at all. And, you know, realizing that, you know, he's got potential to make a big pitch and get us out of it.
Thank you. you've got 3,000 hits sitting there on the on deck circle, that
2,000 yeah.
gets on.
Yeah, yeah, I know there's could have gone a lot of different ways, but Ho did a nice job of putting it away for us. He and Rosie, both especially, you know, guys who worked pretty hard here, you know, this road trip over the last 5 days for sure. And both of them have answered the bell and done a great job for us.
Up next, the Cardinals host the Cubs on Friday with Mike Leake on the Hill.